With that, joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Sandra.
My sister, my younger sister, Becky, she had a greyhound, and I don't know if you're familiar with bone structure of greyhounds, and they don't have a 24/7 vet hospital in our little town of Moundsville, West Virginia. And she took him out at midnight, and it was wet, and he slipped and fell and shattered his leg. So she had to drive him, put him in the car, had to pick him up and drive him to Washington, Pennsylvania at 12:30 at night. And whenever she got to the vet said according to the x-rays, that they either had to amputate or she recommended that he be put to sleep. And she made the choice. She was by herself. She doesn't drive well at night, and she all across the Rainbow Bridge. He was a racing dog. He was a retired racing dog that she adopted. So he raced for 4 years, and he raced a lot in Florida. But she's devastated. She's a big, big animal, and so she ended up having to get a hotel, and then she went back to pick him up, and she said they were absolutely fabulous, and then she is having him cremated and taking him home, like we did Tucker, and so Tucker's home now, picked Tucker up, and so, because greyhounds are such athletic dogs and they have a big heart, it took longer for Almond to cross over the rainbow.
I missed Sandra last week when she was sharing about Tucker. And all of us, I think, have pets, and dogs especially. I like dogs a little bit better, but I like all pets. And in our book of worship, we have a service for the animals, and I told Sandra I'd make a copy of it for her, so that they, in their home, can have closure with Tucker going home to be with the Lord, because God cares about all things, because they are also, He created the animals before He created us. So, thank you, Sandra. Anybody else? Linda.
Continue to pray for my sister-in-law, Pam. Yeah. She's struggling with the loss of my brother. And my younger brother and his wife, they've been coming over here every weekend and going to the hospital and trying to get me to stay home.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing.
Yeah.
I can't do that. God has got to help me with that, because I go to the hospital every morning at 9:30 in the morning, and I get home at 9 at like 5 or 6. And I just pray for God to give me strength to continue.
Linda's sister, Judy, was in a one-car automobile accident out on Buck Lake Road, I guess it was almost 2 weeks ago now. And she has made lots of progress on her recovery, but there for a while it was very bleak. So
I didn't think she would make it. She's on a ventilator and has a tracheotomy and has a colostomy. All of her ribs on the left side are fractured. Her clavicle's fractured. She fractured her C1 and C2. And my prayer is that God keeps her with us and gets her to where she can talk and witness to other people. That is my prayer for you.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Anybody else?
I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm here too. I told her yesterday after duty, I'll be back in the morning, but I'm going to church tomorrow. And she looked at me and she gave me a thumbs up.
Good. Linda has to be there to talk to the nurses to find out if there's been a medication change. I mean, she's a trained nurse.
Yeah.
She's in her element. She can do a lot of good there.
Amen.
But I'll just, I'm there for Judy. I want Judy to know, and I prayed with her. And like I told you, I sang her a song yesterday, and I don't remember what song it was. It was a hymn. And I was going to sing it today last night because my sister-in-law says, that was really pretty. And I said, thank you. I said, I've been taking singing lessons. Tell her from the pastor.
Linda and I are going to do a duet sometime with his help.
Okay.
It'll work.
We've got someone here, Travis.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody else this morning? Judy.
Can you make a song that would help them sound pretty?
He can make it sound good.
I can pray about it. Yeah, I think we can sing.
I have a 16-year-old niece in Mariana that they found out she's got a heart problem. And the doctor, Mary Ann, couldn't really figure out what it was, so the senator's dance. And they're going to do heart surgery on her in August before she gets back to school. She's 16.
I think your name is Holly.
Holly.
Yeah. Anybody else?